So now Sidwella was in the underworld, sitting at the great cauldron beside the ancient dark mother, stirring wisdom into the pot. But up, 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 up in the upper world, the water that had gushed up from the earth in the place where her body had fallen. The water was gushing and rushing up from the earth, and no matter what the people of Exeter did, there was nothing they could do to suppress this gushing, rushing water. And the people of Exeter were frightened, and they moved away from this place, and they went to the old city walls of Exeter. And nowadays, where those city walls once stood is where the shop of John Lewis now stands. And there they stood on the old city walls, looking out to the place where the Sidwells Community Centre now stands. And they stood there looking, but in those days there was no John Lewis and there was no community centre. There was only a wall and a field full of golden corn and flowers and orchards and a stream that gushed and rushed and poured and would not stop pouring fresh, clean, clear water out of the earth, no matter what the people did to try and stop it. And they stood on the city walls and they looked at that water, and they saw a light shining onto it. And they knew this was some kind of sign from God, but what they didn't know was that in the place where the water was gushing out of the earth, there was a little corn dolly that had fallen out of the girl's pocket. As her body had fallen down, the corn dolly had fallen out of her pocket. And as soon as the people were gone, the corn dolly jumped up and began to search. She searched through the orchards and through the corn. She searched for 3 days, and on the third night, she found what she was looking for. It was a puddle. And there in the puddle, the stars were shining down. It was a very clear, bright night. And all the stars were shining into that puddle. And there in the puddle, she saw a horse made all of stars, a constellation of stars making up a horse. And the horse was gently grazing there in the puddle. And the corn dolly called to the star horse. And the star horse lifted up its head. And when it saw the corn dolly calling, it came out of the puddle. And the corn dolly jumped on the back of the star horse, and away they went.